I first got involved with Iditarod in 1973. I was the only sucker of a veterinarian that Joe Redding could convince to go along on the first race. So I went along as the only veterinarian. Spent 35 days out on the trail and didn't realize it was going to become a way of life for me. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was the year that I ran, 1974, when I ran the first time. I got to Nome with 12 dogs that I'd started with. And no one did that until, well, I think people did it way back in the standings, mm-hmm. but no one did it in the money until I think Jesse Royer got to Nome with the whole team. But I had most of my dogs from out of the dog pound. And we finished in 19th place, which was a paying position, a couple of $100s. Knowing this is the 50th Iditarod makes me feel surprised, because in 1973, we weren't even sure we could get the first one off. And now here we are looking at 50 and talking about 50 more. Knowing life for sure is if you cross the finish line in Nome of the Iditarod, it gives you a feeling that you could spit in a tiger's eye.